It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Probably don't know this about me, but I get so excited in the springtime because it's when I start planning my next big summer vacation. Yay! I just love to travel to other parts of the world where I can jump into the ocean to swim, snorkel, or stand up paddle. I've actually lived near the ocean my entire life, from Korea to Monterey and now the Pacific Palisades, and I have a deep love and respect for the ocean and marine life. In fact, my family and close friends call me the sensitive voyager, not only because I have a strict rule to explore beaches and oceans wherever I go, but also because of the way I travel. I'm very organized and prepared with all of my food, supplements, and health travel paraphernalia. My philosophy is that, you know what? I want to have the best possible experience at every moment in my life, including during my travels. And if it takes a little more by carrying extra bags of goodies to do that, then I am all for it. Preparation is key for healthy traveling, whether it's for business trips or for a fun-filled adventure. On Nature Secrets today, I will share my top healthy travel essentials for you and your family so you can maintain your energy, your mental focus, be free of allergies, and avoid any potential health disasters that are so common for people when they travel. Number one, let's pack a healthy travel paraphernalia kit for you. What does that include? Gotta have those daily essential supplements of vitamins and minerals, allowing you to feel travel guilt-free. And the reason why I say that is that when we are traveling, let's say backpacking in the Alaskan wilderness, you know what? You're not gonna get enough fresh vegetables and fruit. So which ones do you need? Multivitamin and mineral formula is always the number one choice. You wanna take extra vitamin C and extra vitamin D for your energy, as well as immune boosters. Also important are probiotics that you don't have to refrigerate, especially in areas when you're traveling to that might cause traveler's diarrhea. South America, Asia, Africa, you know, but even so, probiotics is a daily thing that you should be on anyway. Number two, let's go ahead and instead of taking toxic hand sanitizers, start using colloidal silver spray. It's an excellent alternative to sanitize your hands. Also, you can spray it down your throat if you feel like a tickle in your throat. You could even spray it in your eyes, you know, for eye infections, and put drops into your ears for ear infections. For children, best formula is the one that has been manufactured with Silver Salt technology, and you can find my Silver Salt Power spray on my drsuzanne.com website. Number three, broad spectrum antimicrobials. And what I mean by that, such as olive leaf, oregano oil, excellent for viral, bacterial, and fungal infections. If you start feeling like you got food poisoning, you've got to start taking these right away so that you can stop the damage in your gut and stop the damage caused by these bugs. So what I actually do is prophylactically, I take a couple of olive leaves before I get on the plane, because you know that planes are notorious for viruses. What's next? Calendula and arnica ointments for cuts and bruises. If you have children, you know how common they are. Every step of the way of the traveling, you will have to take care of that. So calendula and arnica ointments for cuts and bruises. You can also spray the Silver Salt technology, colloidal silver, on the wound to stop any bacterial infections. And don't forget to take those extra Band-Aids. Tropical environments mean more exotic insects that can bite you. Now, wear long sleeve shirts and long pants to protect your body. And I actually pack a mosquito netting for the bed so that when I'm in my hotel room, it's all covered up and I'm not at all bitten by these terrible mosquitoes. In some places, dengue fever is a lot more common than you think. I actually got it, so I know that it can be very, very damaging to your body. Don't forget non-DEET bug repellent, and to put it into your little kit. You can apply it on your skin and regularly, and you can find these non-DEET bug repellents at your local health food store. One thing that I have used that works really well, I found this out by accident, magnesium oil. Magnesium oil. One time I was in Mexico, I used magnesium oil on my body because I was sore from an exercise program I was doing. And sure enough, late afternoon, whenever one of those little mosquitoes come out, because I attract them like crazy, well, they didn't want to bite me because magnesium oil tastes horrible, horrible. You can try it yourself. It is so, so bitter and strong. And because of that, it will repel mosquitoes and other bugs and little flies. So one other thing. Once you get that itchy bug bite, what is my favorite ointment to stop the itch? It's Tiger Balm. It's an old, ancient, literally, I mean, I've been using Tiger Balm my whole 50-something years and of my life, and it's the best thing that will stop the itch. And get the one that is in white in color, not the red one, because the red one will create stains on in your body. So what other health tips? Go ahead. Today, now, you know, nowadays, hotels and restaurants all around the world are really accommodating for sensitive travelers. So it's really important that you talk to them and call them up. And what you can do is make sure that you can get your room with an air purifier. You can ask for a feather-free bed, non-chemical cleaning products to clean your room. You ask the hotel manager to make sure it's a chemical-free room. And make sure that it's not a, you know, if you've got allergies, then make sure that it's not a pet-friendly resort, because you don't want you yourself or your child sneezing and coughing throughout the night. Also, check for your weather. Look forward, and, you know, look ahead. Nowadays, your weather can be looked at for the next 10 days, and you can look at the temperature, whether you want to go snorkeling, whether you got to carry a little umbrella, whatever it is. Check for weather. And I always travel with my healthy snacks. I love packing foods that sustain my energy and brain power. So important that, you know, you don't want to be eating foods that where you're stuck somewhere. And if that restaurant doesn't have the foods that you like because you've got food allergies like dairy and gluten products, then you know what? It's really important that you take some snacks. The worst situation would be when a child is hungry. We all know that a hungry child is not a happy child. So what are the type of healthy snack faves that I use? Organic turkey jerky. That's my number one favorite snack because it's high in protein, low in sugar, and it keeps your blood sugar balanced and reduces sugar cravings. I also love organic seed bars with pumpkin seeds, sunflower, chia, hemp seeds, almonds. I love almonds, macadamia nuts, and hazelnuts. That's a great snack that you can have, and it really helps maintain your blood sugar level. And drink, if you drink it with a nice tall hot cup of organic tea, it really fills you up. I also travel with individual packs of unsweetened almond milk. And I know it weighs you down, but it's really excellent to use for your, let's say, your morning ginger and cinnamon tea that you're going to be carrying with you as well in powdered form. Individual green packets, so green drink packets, I love to take, and I take it with a glass shaker bottle so I can mix it in with purified water, including the veggie or egg protein powder shakes. That's really great as well. You know, on the plane ride, don't forget to bring on plenty of purified water. You need it to keep it hydrated so you don't catch any, reduce your immunity. And don't forget to also take a sock and scarf. It can get really cold in your airplane. And I always say that when you're flying to a different continent, it's really best to make your arrangements so that you sleep on the plane. And I take my eye mask, my earplugs, and natural sleeping formulas such as GABA cream, melatonin with 5-HTP to help you relax and get the deep, uninterrupted sleep. Again, preparation is key for healthy travel. You can go to drsuzanne.com/healthytravel so that you can sign up for the Global Summit. And of course, if this is all about having fun. So bon voyage, everyone. Until then, this is Dr. Suzanne. Thank you so much. I will see you next time. Stay well.